Third baseman Troy Gloss has a new 4-year contract with the Anaheim Angels for $22 million. That may sound like a lot, but it's only a fraction of the richest contract in baseball and in all of sports. That record belongs to former Seattle shortstop Alex Rodriguez, who will play for the Texas Rangers for $252 million over 10 years. Commentator Frank DeFord says forget team loyalty. When it comes to sports, it's all about the bucks.
Mr. Ms. America and all the cell phones everywhere, let's talk turkey. Yes, let's talk about what everybody wants to talk about in sports. Let's talk about money. Actually, there are two truths about sports and money. First of all, the people who really don't know much of anything about sports are more fascinated about the money in sport than about anything else in sport. Secondly, all sports fans think the teams pay entirely too much to players, except for our team. Every other owner is a wastrel. Except for my owner, who is a cheapskate unless he pays an exorbitant sum for a player. Then he is a wise and prudent businessman devoted to the welfare of my team and my city. No player can make too much money, but any player who wants to rip up his safe long-term contract demanding a richer contract because somebody else just got more money, he's a pariah. Alex Rodriguez will be forgiven someday for leaving Seattle for more money. Mike Mussina will be forgiven someday for leaving Baltimore for more money. Frank Thomas will never be forgiven for staying in Chicago and demanding a richer new contract. Nor should he be forgiven. You have really arrived as a big money athlete if you have a Dubois, or maybe even two or three Dubois. A Dubois is a young man who lives at an athlete's mansion so that he might do things for the athlete. It doesn't make any sense that reselling tickets should be against the law. Anybody who purchases a ticket to a sports event is, in effect, making an investment in entertainment. If the market for tickets to a game go up, why shouldn't you be able to cash in on your wisdom? Why is reselling a stock legal while reselling a ticket is scalping? It's interesting that the popularity of movies is measured by the total number of dollars paid to enter the theater. The popularity of sports is measured by the total number of people who pay to enter the arena. It would be more accurate for sports to do as movies do, not to measure how many people attended a game, but how much they paid for the privilege. If I could change one rule about sports money, it is that after a certain number of years, certain designated stars would be granted a sort of exempt status, and they would not be counted against the salary cap or any other financial limits in their sport. The great players would thus be awarded a sort of dispensation to play cameo roles in their declining years. They would not force other younger players to be paid any less, but they would still remain on display for another year or two as a sentimental work of art. And finally, luxury boxes are the campaign financing of sport.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.